The goal of immigrants has always been to move up and out, and the Germans were able to Americanize successfully, probably because their Western European culture felt more familiar to New Yorkers than that of the Chinese or of the Eastern European Jews who followed. Soon the Germans escaped the squalor of the Lower East Side. One enterprising German Jew, Sender Jarmolowsky, started a bank in 1873, catering expressly to Jewish immigrants. The bank building is still here, the one with the green awning directly across canal. Oh, by the way, Jarmolowsky was the president of the Eldridge Street Synagogue that we visited earlier. His bank was a magnificent 12-story neoclassical structure, at that time crowned with 50-foot-high columns rising to a dome ringed by eagles, making it one of the tallest and most recognizable buildings of its day. The bank closed permanently at the start of World War I. Depositors caused a run on the bank when they rushed to send money to the old country for passage to family members who would otherwise be trapped in war-torn Europe. The name Jarmolowsky is still emblazoned across the entrance, carved in foot-high block letters and decorated with friezes. Little Germany eventually dissolved as the more prosperous Germans headed uptown, and Eastern European Jews came to dominate the Lower East Side. Before we leave this spot, in the distance on the left, just a few blocks away from the Jarmolowsky Bank, is another iconic skyscraper dominating the Lower East Side skyline, a beige and white building with a huge clock. Built at the same time as the bank, this dramatic 10-story Beaux-Arts building was the headquarters of the Jewish Daily Forward, the popular Yiddish newspaper. The name, the Forward, is still visible on the side of the building. As Jewish immigrants suffered sweatshops, grueling poverty, and prejudice, this staunchly pro-labor, socialist newspaper was influential in the birth of the trade unions in the garment industry. Jewish immigrants turned to the Forward for advice on all aspects of American life, everything from baseball to Yankee customs. As a matter of fact, the single most popular feature was a Dear Abby-style column called the Bintel Briefs. Let me read you one. I'm a young man of 25, and I recently met a fine girl. She has a flaw, however, a dimple in her chin. It is said that people who have this lose their first husband or wife. I love her very much, but I'm afraid to marry her lest I die because of the dimple. The Forward's answer? The tragedy is not that the girl has a dimple in her chin, but that some people have a screw loose in their heads. Today, the Forward has moved out, and the building is now residential. Only in New York could the home of a mass-circulation left-wing Yiddish newspaper transform into a pricey residential condo.